And every Tuesday and Wednesday, we speak to the man with the major Zulu plan, Mlusi, from Everyday Zulu. And he's going to give us today's Zulu word that we can seamlessly use in our everyday life, whether you're Zulu or Mlungu. And with that, we say... Eita, Mlusi, prawa, mi fere, kamba kanjala.
Mlusi, si own.
Showcase. Mlusi, give us our gift of our word today, please.
All right, so today I decided to up the ante.
Mlusi, is it because you think we're getting better at this? Well, Darren and Kerry.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
But also just to make people a bit more uncomfortable.
Okay.
Oh,
right?
Oh no.
So I give you an expression today. A whole expression, yeah.
Okay.
It's a fun expression related to chicken.
Okay.
I like chicken.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's ayikho lenkuku awachithwe lamanzi.
So there's nothing of something.
Lenkuku awachithwe lamanzi.
I haven't cooked any chicken in water.
Obviously, that sounds like something about chicken having like vomited water.
No.
Or weed water or something.
So there's no chicken in the pot.
So, Mlusi, do a direct translation and then give us the meaning of the expression.
So the direct translation is, this chicken will not materialize, let's spill the water.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
So, you know, when you buy a live chicken, obviously you have to slaughter it. Sorry, vegetarians and animal rights people.
Mm-hmm.
But
what did they think? What did they think? We hypnotize it until it like gives up its own breast?
No.
You got to eventually kill it. Yeah.
Until it gives up its own breast.
So you when you buy a live chicken, you have to slaughter it, and then you have to put the carcass in boiling water so you can peel the feathers, right?
Okay.
Or pluck the feathers.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Good, yeah. Okay. So ayikho lenkuku is the chicken will not materialize. Our chithwe lamanzi, chitha is to spill. So let's spill this water. Let's throw out this water. Right. So what this means is maybe an uncle was sent to go buy the chicken and he took the money and drank it. So we've been waiting with the boiling water, and we've come to the realization that this chicken is not going to materialize. Let's spill this water and move on with our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And it speaks to giving up on something or someone.
Yes.
Huh.
So, for example, Darren Moore.
Yeah.
This could have been the conversation Brapopi Motawung had with Bra Steve Gompela.
Mm-hmm.
After
so for the English version would be, it's like trying to get blood from a stone.
100%.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
And then there's obviously other expressions that relate to this expression as well.
Okay.
So for example, Boardroom Moses Mabhida, after what happened against Free State Stars in Durban, Bobi Motawung says to Bra Steve, listen, Bra Steve, ayikho lenkuku. I just think, you know what, it's not working out. Let's just leave this. It's part
way. Just give up. Nice. Kerry, are you brave enough to use it in a sentence?
I mean, I'm trying here. I was trying to think like trying to get Darren Maul to come on Sky to come to one of my yoga classes.
Yes.
Eventually it's just time for me to say ayikho lenkuku awachithwe lamanzi.
Yes.
Mlusi, you know what happens here on East Coast Breakfast is Sky and Kerry take bets all the time. And and then Kerry always owes Sky $100. And Sky gets it back sometimes by, hey, Kerry, buy me lunch and I'll give you the money. Then she'll buy the lunch, she'll come back and he won't give her the money, but she owes him the money.
No, but
And then sometimes Sky will ask Kerry, can I please have the 100 rand when you lost that bet? And then I turn to Sky and I say, Baba, ayikho lenkuku awachithwe lamanzi.
Spot on.
Spot on.
Yeah,
spot
yes. On. Yes.
Yes. 100%.
Oh, nailed. Okay, but that's going to take a little bit of practice. Mlusi, we've got it on podcast. Everyone else can listen to it on podcast. You can share it with all your other friends, Zulu or Mlungu, to listen to and use everyday Zulu, because we're not trying to learn isi Zulu.
We're trying to learn easy Zulu.
Ngiyabonga Mlusi.
Thank you guys.
Siyabonga baba.